This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nish Nuvali. Your cold, windy... Well, it's not cold anymore, though.
I beg to differ.
It's a nice weekend. I mean, yeah. All things considered, it's supposed to be almost 50 here by Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that's pretty nice, I guess, for January.
Well, it's a lot nicer than it was this last week.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
That was awful. I mean, Thursday was just ridiculous.
Yeah, walking into daycare, I felt like I was getting pushed sometimes. I'm just like, whoa, you know, it just gets up behind you. And
it was interesting watching the little bit of snow we had. We didn't have hardly any snow.
No.
But the way it blew around,
yeah,
you'd think that, I mean, all we were doing is recycling the neighbor's snow, you know?
Yeah.
It falls in one place, then takes off and lands someplace else later. But, yeah, winds up to, like, 60. I think some places had, like, low 60-mile-an-hour winds. We were near 60-mile-an-hour winds here at our studios, and it was kind of just interesting just to watch the weather conditions change outside.
Oh, yeah.
From, like, minute to minute, almost.
Yeah, within probably 5 minutes, it was dark, gray, and then 5 minutes later, oh, it's sunny, and you think it's nice outside.
Yeah. No. And then all of a sudden, the snow is so blinding, you can't see across the fence.
Yeah.
And it was just like that all day, that wind just pounding people outside. It was, and it wasn't, you know, Thursday to Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday even, too. They weren't the coldest days in the world.
No.
But that wind.
The wind, yeah.
I mean, Thursday was just a confusing day because the temperature for the most of the day was above freezing, yet it was snowing most of that time.
Yeah.
I mean, at some points it was almost 40 degrees outside, and it was snowing.
It was, and a weird snowfalls before noon, three different snowfalls, and it was like light and fluffy one, big flakes, and the other was like little pellets almost, and like you said, like styrofoam, those little styrofoam balls like in a beanbag chair or something.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
It was just crazy day, and like I say, how is it snowing at 39 degrees?
Yeah.
I mean, that breaks all the laws of physics that we thought we understood.
Right.
Know? But then it would blow just like the dickens, and it didn't get any better as nighttime came. And in fact, Thursday night, Chris and I went over to Adair Casey to broadcast a high school basketball game. Cam and Adair Casey were playing, and, you know, we were wondering during the day, gee, I wonder if maybe they're going to postpone this at all. And, you know, then, you know, you get to thinking, well, the two schools sit like 7 miles apart, so probably not.
Yeah.
They're probably going to be able to get there just fine. So we all get there, and we're waiting for the basketball game to kind of get going. And about, 20 minutes or so before the game, we get word from the athletic director that, lo and behold, even though the two schools are only 7 miles apart, and Cam is only traveling about 7 miles to get here, and they got here just fine, the officials are traveling like 60 miles to get here.
Oh, jeez.
And they're not getting here fine. And it really wasn't even the weather that got them. I guess in a way it was, but it was traffic accidents that got them. They were fine, but they got stuck. There were two big traffic we say pileups, but it's not like, you know, when I hear the phrase pile up, I start to think of all these cars piled on top of each other like in a junkyard, you know.
Yeah.
That's not really what it was. It was just chain reaction accidents. And there were two different ones, one over by Waukee on Interstate 80 that ended up with like 25 cars.
Wow.
And it was causing all kinds of traffic troubles there. Well, then folks were trying to think they could be smart and go a different route. And, the problem was there was another one over by DeSoto on Highway 169. There was 30 cars.
Oh, jeez.
So one of those routes where you thought you could get around, not so much.
No, yeah.
So, yeah, they were about a half hour, 45 minutes late getting there. So we had this, you know, everybody was kind of sitting around and just visiting
just
and whatever
waiting,
else in the gymnasium, just kind of waiting for the officials to get there. And, you know, the funny thing was when the officials walked in.
Everybody start clapping.
They did.
I would too. Yay, finally.
Yay, look at who's here. Woohoo. It's probably the only time officials have ever been cheered.
Yeah, true.
I mean, it just never happens.
Yeah.
So congratulations, fellas. You got an opportunity there that most officials never get.
Yeah. Way to make a grand entrance.
Yeah. Well, it was exciting. I mean, they got there. They literally ran into the locker room, changed into their striped clothes, and came running out on the court and ready to go. And we were playing basketball, like, I mean, literally, they came out onto the floor, and boom, we're going to introduce kids, and we're going to sing the national anthem, and we're
going
to play.
Let's get going,
less than 5 minutes after they set foot on the floor, we were playing basketball.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was wondering if they were going to stretch out so they didn't blow a hamstring or something, you know, sitting all that time in a car,
cramped up,
waiting for traffic, you know. I mean, we've all been there.
Yeah.
We've all done that at some time or another, had to sit and wait for traffic.
Mm-hmm.
you know, even those of us that live in rural areas where it's not very common, where we have rush hours so much, you know, and we don't sit in heavy inner city traffic. I think we've all been on like an interstate 80 or something at some point in time where we've gotten stuck behind some sort of an accident. We have no idea why. You know, the line is incredibly long. And you sit there, and you sit there, and you sit there, and you wait, and you're just, you know, for some reason we get angry about it, which is kind of foolish because you can't do anything about it anyway. Why get yourself worked up? It is what it is. You just deal with it. But, you know, then all of a sudden your mind starts to wander a bit, and then all of a sudden you think, let's look and see how much gas we have.
Yeah.
And you look down at the gas gauge and think, oh my goodness, do I have enough gas?
I have been there, yes.
We're sitting here all this time. Yikes, it's not much fun. You know, it's never any fun. And when the weather is so bad like that, you know, it's just that much worse, too. Because you can't turn the car off. It's, you know, get cold.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, what a rotten few days with that breeze that we had. So, I don't understand why it's so breezy in the middle of winter like this all of a sudden. But, boy, did we get hit with some pretty strong winds. So
we sure did.
Hope you got through that okay. Did you lose any trees or limbs or anything in your yard?
You know, I didn't really look this morning, so I'll have to look out back. See if any limbs. Usually, that's where we get the limbs falling from. Is an old tree back there. So,
oh, the other day,
nothing in the front.
Nothing in the front.
Nothing in the front.
Good.
No.
Good. Well, you know, you always wonder because, gosh, did I park my car under a tree limb somewhere? You know,
right.
You never know. There were some tree limbs that came down. Some pretty decent sized ones in some places too. But, yeah, I got the other morning. I looked out the back window, and in our backyard, here's this. It looked like a tumbleweed from where I was standing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, then I looked at it again. I thought, wow, that's pretty big. And then the next morning, as I was heading to work, my lights, as I came out of my driveway, flashed on the neighbor's yard. And the neighbors have I don't know what kind of a tree it is. I don't know the trees and things. But they had a tree that was probably about, I don't know. It was probably a decent-sized tree. Probably if you take the radius of the tree, it's probably 6 inches across, thereabouts, on the base of it. And that's got a big ball of, you know, leaves and whatever else up top. Of course, the leaves are gone. It's winter.
Yeah.
But the wind just snapped it right off.
Jeez.
Snapped it off and then pushed it. It blew it all down between the houses down into our backyard. So, you know, I moved it out of the way and, well, the wind blew it again and off it went. I moved it off one side of the yard. And the next thing you know, whew, it's down and gone. So
Jeez.
It just kept on going. So, you know, if you've ever lifted any tree limbs that have come down,
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't have to have a very big limb to get too heavy.
No.
I mean, if you've never trimmed any trees at all, you know, you look at them, you know, up in the tree and you think, oh, I can't be that bad. And then you start trimming them off and you realize they're heavy.
Yeah.
You've got to cut them down into smaller pieces. They're very dense and heavy. So, it's amazing how strong
how
that
far
wind
it blew,
can
yeah.
be. Whew, and watching some of the wires,
oh,
the power lines,
thought, yeah.
just, you know, bobbing up and down so fast when you're driving along. It's like, oh, boy. Yeah, it was not much fun. It was not much fun. We drove over to Adair that night, on Thursday night. We took Highway 6 from Atlantic over there because I'm thinking, well, let's stay off the interstate because the interstate's high profile. It's wide open. You get hit by the wind worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, not so much.
No.
You hit some of those
didn't
swales.
Really matter.
Yeah, you hit some of those downhill swales and the snow coming through the farm fields would cut across there. About white you out, you could hardly see anything, and it wasn't much better. And then coming home after the game, we took Interstate 80, and yeah, you know, you think, well, I'll just pass this slow-moving semi, and then you realize, no, I'll just stay behind it for now, because it's a little tough out there. So, yeah, hope you got through it okay, and welcome back to winter.
Yes,
winter
right.
is what winter is. Sometimes it's a lot of snow, sometimes it's cold. That wind, though, you know, it just cuts right down through you.
It does. And as soon as you walk out the door, it just takes your breath.
And you got to hold the door.
Yeah. That was another thing I was worried about getting door dinged.
Yeah. So it doesn't go
you
flying
You know, going
away.
Anywhere. It's like, oh, gosh.
But, yeah, you just, you know, the wind, I don't know what it is about the wind, but, you know, you don't wear a scarf very often. I mean, people today don't wear scarves that often. But, boy, I tell you what, a winter scarf would do you well these last few days.
Yeah.
I mean, that wind just, I mean, it just hits your neck and just goes south.
Yeah.
It just cuts right down the back of your shirt and, boy, that's cold.
Gives you the shivers.
Yeah. It's just not much fun. Yeesh. That's enough of that now. Let's quit that.
Right.
Let's just quit it. Okay?
How many more days till spring?
Yeah. Start counting.
Yeah.
Well, the days are supposed to be getting longer now. So hopefully, you know, things are going to get better.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying immediately, but at some point they'll get better. Well, you know, if you like this kind of weather, here's something you could do.
Okay.
Oh, I bet they wouldn't want to have been doing this the other day, though. The third annual Redneck Tractor Burr Ride.
No.
Yeah. Burr isn't the word I'd use the other day if I were on a tractor. But they're going to be doing that on Saturday, February 15th. Now, they do have a snow date for Saturday, February 22nd. Now, if it's a burr ride, why would you have a snow date?
Yeah. You know it's going to be cold anyway, so.
You schedule it for February. Just do it no matter what the weather conditions, right? Come on, be tough.
And
go
need
do
a tractor.
It. Now, they'll be doing the ride. It'll be 100% around the Oneida area. And the tractors that day can be unloaded at 8 a.m. at the airport. They'll have coffee and rolls served by the Oneida Food Pantry. And then they'll leave the airport at about 9 o'clock in the morning. And they have stops this year that they're still working on. There's no entry fee, no pre-registration. And there'll be plenty more information as they get that thing put together a little bit better. But after the ride, they'll have a lunch provided by the Weathervane Cafe. There'll be prizes awarded following lunch in the different categories. There's a true redneck category. That's the driver looking the most like red-green. There's no cab. There's whiskers. There's beard, coveralls, lowrider. And that's the driver looking the most like red-green's nephew, Harold. There's riding behind a heat hauser, Wimpy, City Slicker. That's a driver with a heated cab. Participant coming from the longest distance, participant coming from the shortest distance, and then the drivers will vote on the award recipients there, too. And the prizes are being donated by the Red Green Possum Lodge.
Oh, really?
So have fun with that. Bill Russell, Maynard Hansen, Dean Stormer. Those are the guys you can call if you'd like to know more about that event.
You think some of the prizes will be like duct tape?
I bet duct tape, maybe a hockey stick, because you're always going to keep your stick on the ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing there'll be some interesting things there. Actually, it kind of sounds like fun.
Yeah. It'll be fun to see those dress up and everything.
I'm going to go borrow a tractor, I think, just so I can participate.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I bet you would. What you got over there for us?
All right. Well, over in Exira, it's Exira Mason's Breakfast Fundraiser. That's on Sunday, January 19th. That's from 8:30 to 12:30 at the Exira Rec Center, and they'll be serving lots of goodies, biscuits and gravy, eggs, Belgian waffles, French toast, and that's all for a free will donation. And proceeds from that go to the Rec Reno Project, and in case of rain, they've already got it set up to be held on January 26th. That's the Exira Mason's Breakfast Fundraiser on January 19th. It's from 8:30 to 12:30, and that's at the Exira Rec Center. Over in Marnie, it's the Marnie Community Club's Chili Contest and Men's Pie Contest. That's on January 19th. They'll have a judging for both contests, and that's going to be People's Choice. Anyone interested in entering the chili contest should bring a gallon crock pot of chili to the Marnie Community Center by 6 p.m. And then the same goes for entering the Men's Pie Contest. And there's no fees for entering. Then we'll get trophies for the chili and pie winners are on display at the Marnie Community Center. And then the winner for this year will be added to the respective trophy. Everyone is welcome to join the fun and enter as a participant or a judge. And then the main course will be, of course, chili and then pie for dessert. You can bring a potluck salad to share and beverages will be provided. That's the Marnie Community Club's Chili Contest and Men's Pie Contest on January 19th. And that's at the Marnie Community Center. We have some Red Cross blood drives coming up in Avoca on January 20th from noon to 6 at the American Legion. And then over in Red Oak on January 21st from 11:30 to 5:30. The Audubon County Republican Caucus will be held on January 21st. That's at 7 p.m. at the Exira Public Library. In Griswold, the Griswold Junior Class Post-Prom Fundraiser, that's going to be on January 21st at the Griswold during the Griswold basketball games. They'll be serving from 5 to 8, and the meal includes pizza, bar, chips, and drink, and that's all for just $5. It's the Griswold Junior Class Post-Prom Fundraiser on January 21st, and that's from 5 to 8. Another Red Cross blood drive in Walnut, that's on January 22nd from 7:30 to 5, and that one will be held at the Walnut High School. Going on now to the end of this month, free admission to the Museum of Danish America. You'll get to visit the museum's permanent exhibit, Across Oceans, Across Time, Victor Borge Kiosk, Lego Play Area, Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park, and of course the museum shop. And that's free admission to the Museum of Danish America, and that's going on now until January 31st. A Red Cross blood drive will be held in Lewis. That's on January 23rd from noon to 5:30, and that will be held at the Lewis Community Center. the quarterly meeting of the Iowa Bluebirds Conservationists. That's on January 26th. That's at 1 p.m. at the Indian Creek Museum. That's outside of Hastings. You can learn to attract and protect Iowa's bluebird population. Public is invited to attend. If you'd like more information on that, you can contact Pam Scholes. Her number is 778-2397. Again, that's the quarterly meeting of the Iowa Bluebird Conservationists on January 26th at 1 at the Indian Creek Museum in Hastings. A Dad's Belgian Waffle Breakfast, that's coming up on January 26th from 9 a.m. to 1 at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. That's hosted by the St. Patrick's Catholic Women. $8 for adults, $5 per child 6 through 10, and then children 5 and under are free, and it is all you can eat, and they do have takeouts available. It's a Dad's Belgian Waffle Breakfast on January 26th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. A Red Cross blood drive is coming up towards the end of January. It's on January 28th in Atlantic from noon to 4, and that will be held at Molly. Let's see here. The CAM Sports Club, Pause for a Cause. That will be held on January 28th. It's to help raise money for all types of cancer research. The Cougars will be hosting the Exira AHK Spartans on January 28th, beginning with the girls' game at 6 p.m. Then they'll have a silent auction, and CAM's drill team will be performing at halftime of the boys' game. It's the CAM Sports Club, Pause for a Cause on January 28th, and that's to help raise money for all types of cancer research. A free Smart Choice health insurance program will be offered at the Cass County Community Center. That's on January 28th. It's from 6:30 to 8:30, and Mary Beth Kaufman, Family Finance Specialist, will be the presenter. What Smart Choice is, it's applicable to both current health insurance consumers and those who are newly eligible through the Affordable Care Act. Some of the topics include key health insurance terms and concepts, learn to identify your healthcare needs and priorities, understand key provisions of the Affordable Care Act, comparing policies, use Iowa's new health insurance marketplace, understand new tax credits and financial assistance that is available. They do ask that you pre-register by calling the Cass County Extension Office at 243-1132. Again, that's a free Smart Choice health insurance program, and that's at the Cass County Community Center on January 28th from 6:30 to 8:30. The Cass County Memorial Hospital Auxiliary Annual Meeting, that's coming up on January 28th at noon at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. If you'd like more information on that, you can contact Ramona Camp. Again, that's the CCMH Auxiliary Annual Meeting on January 28th at noon.
It's a lot of stuff going on. You mentioned about the Smart Choice program where they're talking about health insurance. Boo, health insurance. It's all confusing now.
Yeah.
Did you talk? I guess I missed the part. Did you talk about the Moving Beyond the Basics program that they're going to be having? The farm record keeping 4-week program? That is coming up here very soon, too. In fact, it starts on January 27th. That's a Monday night. And it'll run for 4 consecutive Mondays from 6 to 9 p.m. It's $50 registration for all 4 sessions, including all the course materials and a light dinner before each session. January 24th is the deadline to register for the class through the Cass County Extension Office, 243-1132. What this is some folks took the Annie's Project workshop a couple of times. They've had it here in Cass County, and they've held it in other places, too. This is kind of moving past that. Now it's moving more into helping farm and ranch women to understand more about evaluating record-keeping systems and accounting software, those types of things. So they're going to learn a lot more. So if you're interested in that, you can contact the Extension Office, and they can tell you more about all that and get you signed up.
Yeah.
We need to take a short break. We'll be back with more for you here in our program right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby. At Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, We're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, back at it. One other thing I guess I kind of forgot to throw in here, too, as a something I had wanted to share with you, too. There's a program called Hope for All Seasons, the Griswold Ministerial Association. It's their annual midwinter song. It'll be held on Sunday, February 9th at 3 p.m. at Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. There'll be refreshments following the liturgy and word and song, and they're asking for a free will donation to help support the Griswold Ministerial Association's Ministry of Assistance. So that might be something of interest to folks as well to put on their calendars. Got some birthdays for us?
I do. We'd like to wish happy birthday to Maxine Schwery, celebrating her 80th birthday on January 21st. If you'd like to send her a birthday card, you can send that to her at P.O. Box 217 in Panama, Iowa, 51562. Again, that's happy birthday to Maxine Schwery, celebrating her 80th birthday on January 21st. And that address is P.O. Box 217, Panama, Iowa, 51562. Over at the Friendship Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Bob Alt. He's celebrating his birthday on January 20th. And also at the Friendship Home in Audubon, happy birthday to Ethel Rasmussen, celebrating her birthday on January 22nd. So happy birthday to all those folks there over at the Friendship Home.
Don't have any anniversaries to talk to you about this week. Sorry. I tried my best.
Can't force it.
Don't have any babies to tell you about either.
No.
But, you know, if you have something like that and you want to share it with us, feel free to do so. You can always send that information to us here, and we will share it with others.
Yes.
It's real easy to do. Just mail it to us, drop it off, email it, fax it.
However you like.
Call us.
Yep.
And then we'll use these fancy microphone things here, and we'll tell people about it.
Yeah.
Makes more sense for us to do it. I was looking through the Griswold American newspaper this last, recently here, and it's in the Days Gone By section. I noticed one from 125 years ago. It's not a story or anything. It's actually just kind of a funny, but I thought I'd steal it, share it.
Okay.
I did give him credit. It's in the Griswold American.
Yeah, you did.
It's from January 16th of 1889, and it says, it's just a little note here. It says, one who thinks he knows all about farming says the best way to raise strawberries is with a spoon.
Huh?
Raise strawberries.
Oh my gosh.
Raise them up to your
mouth.
That one over my... You know, raise strawberries.
I don't know, I guess I always use my fingers.
Are you following?
I'm following.
Okay. Keep up with us here. Yeah, it's... anyway, that was it. That's the extent of it. That was my funny.
Oh.
I thought I'd share
one,
that
Jim.
With you. Hey, way to go. That was terrific. Ha, ha, ha. Now, back to serious again, too. Before we lose our time here this week, I wanted to... let folks know, and a lot of folks who have gone with us in the past have gotten letters already. We sent out letters this past week to our previous travel companions, but we've been going to Branson the last few years, taking a trip down in the summer to go into Branson, Missouri to have some fun down there. We're going to do it again this year. It'll be our fifth trip already this year, and we've got it all set up, ready to rock and roll. We've got information available. We'll put it up. It's up on our website on the Contest and Programs page, and you'll be hearing more about it here in the coming weeks. But we've got about a two-month sign-up period where, you know, it's unfortunate that that's all the time we have for sign-ups, but, you know, we've got to get things moved along.
Yeah.
And get all the plans and stuff put together. But our itinerary is all complete for our trip this year, and we should have some fun. We're going to do some things that we included some things on there, like food things that folks really enjoyed in the past. We always ask folks what they thought, mm-hmm. and we get their feedback from them, and we included some food stuff and whatever else that they really wanted again, and we always try to get some different types of shows. But this year, here's what we look like this year. We're going to head off on Tuesday, June the 10th, and we'll leave from Atlantic and get down there, and we'll head over to Montana Mike's Steakhouse, where they always treat us real nice, and we'll get us a nice dinner there.
That's
always
good.
A good way to start. And then after that, we're going to head over to the Clay Cooper Theater, where we're going to enjoy the Hey Goods show. That's one of the long-running shows down in Branson, variety show that I know a lot of folks have said, let's go see that one. So we put it on the list.
Oh,
so
good.
We're going to go see the Hey Goods that first night, and then on Wednesday, we'll have a full day of stuff going on. We're actually going to do some visiting of some different things before we hit a show later on that evening. But we're going to start the day by heading off to the Veterans Memorial Museum. They have a really nice Veterans Memorial Museum in Branson. And last year, we actually drove by it several times because it was close to our hotel, mm-hmm. and the directions that we were headed. And a lot of folks on our buses are veterans. And they said, hey, we'd like to go there.
Right.
Well, you know, we can't really alter what we're doing in midstream. So we decided to make a note and we'll put it on there for the future. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to start out the day by hitting the Veterans Memorial Museum and see some of the exhibits and things there. And after that, we're going to head over to the College of the Ozarks. We're not going to take a tour. We've done that before. But we're going to have lunch there because we've done that before and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
They do a wonderful plated lunch for us there at the Keter Center on the campus of the College of the Ozarks, and we're going to enjoy that again, too, because we all love food, so we might as well have good food, right? And then after that, in the early afternoon, we're going to head over to the Sight and Sound Theater, and we're going to get a behind-the-scenes tour of the Sight and Sound Theater. That's always a lot of fun. It's an incredible theater that they have there. That is just something to see, the backside of it. And you can see how they put the shows together and what have you. And then we're going to go have dinner. We're going to go to Mel's Hard Luck Diner, where all the waiters and waitresses are on roller skates.
Oh, fun.
And they all sing, because everybody's a performer in Branson.
Yeah, that's true.
And then after that, we're going to hit the show. It's all kind of a build-up to our show that night. It's going to be the Jonah Show, and that'll be back at the Sight and Sound Theater. So you'll get a backstage look at how they put the presentation and everything together. And if you, that may not sound impressive to you on the surface unless you are familiar with the Sight and Sound Theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. We've seen Noah there, and we've seen Joseph.
Yeah.
And those are incredible shows. And we did the behind-the-scenes tour with Noah where they showed us how, because they use all kinds of live animals in the show, and they showed us how they train them and stuff to do all these things. Because the theater isn't just a stage. It's all around you. They come down the aisles. And stuff. It's really incredible. It's a great show, and the Jonah Show, I'm sure, will be no different. So that'll be a lot of fun. Then the third day, on Thursday, June 12th, we're going to do something we did last year over again because it was so much fun. We're going to take a three-hour tour.
On boat cruise?
Gilligan won't be there, but we're going to take a three-hour tour. Yeah, we're going to the Branson Landing Princess Lunch and Sightseeing Cruise. We're going to do that again. We chartered the cruise ship. We chartered the boat, and they're going to serve us food on there, and it's just us, just our group. We're going to go out.
That's so nice.
Just a three-hour cruise up and down the river just to relax and enjoy some nice stuff. If it's a little too hot outside, it's air-conditioned inside, beautiful boat, and we have a great lunch and a nice time just to kind of visit and see the sights and things.
Yeah.
After that, we're going to go see Dancing Queen is the name of the show. It's an ABBA tribute show, the band ABBA from the early 70s. You know, so many people have enjoyed the Mamma Mia stage presentations on Broadway and around the country, and it's become kind of a big thing. Well, this is kind of a tribute to that type of music. So we're going to do that. That'll be kind of fun. And then we're going to change direction as we're going to hit another show then right after that, an early show on the last night we're there. It's the Johnny Cash Songbook Tribute Show. And I know folks
that
will enjoy that. That'll be a lot of fun. So a little Johnny Cash before we head out for dinner that night at McFarland's, and then the next day we'll head back home again. We're going to stay again this year at the Camden Hotel and Conference Center, which is where we stayed last year. There'll be a little bit of free time for folks to wander and see some other things and stuff, too. So we'll have some fun. They also offer a deluxe breakfast every morning, and they offer free cobbler and cookies and ice cream every night when we finish our day. So should be a lot of fun. Now, the prices this year, pretty good again. Because of all of our sponsors, we're able to keep the price reasonable. The rate is $500 per person, double occupancy. Now, we also have triple, quad, and single rates as well. Most folks sign up double occupancy. You can find out more about that by looking on our website, on our contest and programs page, or by calling Stacy. She can tell you more, and she gets you signed up, too. We do need folks to register by March 14th. Okay, keep that date in mind. After that date, the prices would have to go up if we still have room. Now, limited space is always available. We take two buses, and that's it. We're not going to three. So that's all we have. So if you'd like to take a look at the itinerary, you can see it online, or you can contact Stacy, and we can get you one. Stop by the studio. But make sure when you call to register, understand that we need payment at time of registration. So you can call and get your name on the list, but we need you to get in shortly after that and get that taken care of so we can get all the pertinent information, too. So do that and have fun. Get your friends together. Get your spouse together. Have a good time. We have a great time. We have a lot of people go back year after year.
Yes.
So make sure you sign up. Get on the bus.
Someone's already signed up.
Yeah. Yeah, we already got folks signed up. Don't miss out.
Yeah.
So check it out. Hey, that's all the time we have for you here this weekend. Appreciate you being with us. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.